Hi there. It is week number 4 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages in 2024. Now, some of you are going to understand this analogy that I like to give, and some of you may not understand this, but let's go for it. If you are a gardener or if you're someone who has plants in your home, you will understand that if a leaf on that plant is not growing or is starting to turn a bit brown, you will snip it off. If you have a bush or you know, a flower outside and one side of it looks like it maybe, you know, isn't going to grow into, you know, the biggest blooms, you will snip it off. And it's not because those little blooms weren't, you know, pretty. It's because you're giving the plant the opportunity to grow and to flourish to the best of its ability in other ways. So you're letting it take everything that it has and putting all of that into the main part of the plant, into the main force of the plant. So here's your inspirational message. Nurture and engage in the most stunning aspects of yourself. Give the majority of your time to your greatest strengths. You are not here to simply compensate for your weaknesses, to level yourself out in every possible direction. You are not here to grow the parts of you that were never destined to come fully into form. You are here to give the majority of your time to your greatest strengths so that you can become the most stunning, amazing person and human being in this lifetime. Much like the plant, it doesn't mean that the little rosebuds or the smaller part of the bush or that the little brown leaves may not come back around. But that's not the primary focus. Listen, I can make a pretty good pie, but I'm not a baker. And so I don't have to like balance every aspect. I don't have to be excellent at everything. I don't have to be the best baker and the best cook and the best of this and the best of that. That's not what this is about. I'm here to nurture and engage in the most stunning aspects of myself. What are those for me? I'm a medium. That's what I do. I'm a horse lover. That's what I do. I'm a ranch owner. That's what I do. I'm going to focus on those things. So all these other little things that my ego tells me I have to be perfect at, I'm just going to snip them and enjoy them as hobbies or fun things that I can do here or there, but not major aspects of my life that take away and take over who I was always meant to be in this lifetime. And I hope you will do the same. Have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you soon.